Random House Audio presents Harmless as Doves, An Amish Country Mystery by P.L. Gauss. Read for you by George Newbern. Dedicated to my mother, Ollie Marie, Mrs. Robert Lewis, Gauss, who has asked me several times to tell what became of Sarah Yoder after her rescue in A Prayer for the Night. Preface and Acknowledgements. Salt Creek Township, Lane 601, in North Central Holmes County, Ohio, skirts a crest overlooking a wide pastoral valley in the hills south of Fredericksburg. And on a three-mile stretch of that simple country lane, one finds a curious assortment of Amish farms and English homes. The mix of cultures is fascinating, and the range and variety of religious persuasions among the plain people is likely to be surprising to those who have not frequently traveled the region. Like much of the rest of Holmes County, this is a place set thoroughly apart, and typical of most complex religious tapestries, there is great variety among the various Schwarzentruber and Old Order Amish peoples who live there. The Amish enterprises on this short stretch of road are also greatly varied. There is a sawmill, a carpenter shop, a stove factory, a harness shop, a sewing shop, an old gasoline engine repair shop, and two one-room parochial schools, one nearly 80 years old and the other quite new and modern, in a peculiarly Amish modern way. Cars, trucks, and horse-drawn buggies, surreys, hacks, and wagons share the road on any given day, and occasionally in summer one sees kids out with pony carts, too, pacing along serenely, where little of the spectacle of modern America ever intrudes. In fact, it is so quiet and remote there that the high ground of the South is still a good place to see the night stars, because there are so few electric lights to dim the display of the heavens.